Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 7th of August 2023. Today's topic is Pray, Believe and Receive. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 11 verses 24 through 26. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Key verse, Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. When a baby is born, she is expected to cry. The doctor and the nurses will do everything possible to make sure the baby cries. This cry is very important because it is a sign that the baby is healthy. Dr. Yvonne Bone explains that the baby's first official cry shows that the lungs are working properly. The cry indicates the breathing ability of the newborn baby. And once the baby starts breathing on her own outside the mother's belly, she will never stop till death. Prayer is the spiritual breath of a newborn friend of Jesus. Like the newborn baby cannot do without crying and taking in air, the believer cannot do without prayer. Prayerlessness is a sign of spiritual illness in the spiritual life of friends of Jesus. Jesus wants us to pray. It is the only way we can tell him our desire. But we must pray believing that whatever we ask in prayer, we shall receive. You must be willing to pray. A fervent, prayerful life is a mark that you are spiritually alive. Your joy and encouragement to pray should rest on the promise of Jesus that you will receive all you ask from him. Take your desires to God in prayer. Believe and you will receive. Prayer for today. Lord, teach me how to pray and answer me when I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Psalm 5 verses 1 through 3.